We have assembled in this slide an ANOVA summary table. The purpose of this table is to summarize our analysis of variance. The first column lists the sources of variation in the analysis of variance model. Remember that for one-way ANOVA, the total variance is partitioned into between-group variation, called model in the table, and within-group variation, called error in the table. The second column gives the degrees of freedom for each source of variability. Remember, for between-group variation, model, the degrees of freedom correspond to k-1, where k is the number of groups. Our example has three groups, control, treatment 1, and treatment 2. Thus, degrees of freedom for the between-group variation is 3-1 = 2. Remember now that the degrees of freedom for within-group variation, error, correspond to n-k, where n is the total sample size and k is the number of groups. Our example has 12 participants. Thus, the degrees of freedom within are equal to 12-3 = 9. The third column notes the sum of squares terms for each source of variation. In the fourth column, we have the mean squares terms, which are also variance estimates and are obtained by dividing the sum of squares by their degrees of freedom. In other words, the mean square between model is obtained by dividing the sum of squares between 32 by its degrees of freedom 2. That is, 32/2 = 16. We obtain the mean square within error by dividing the sum of square within 18 by its degrees of freedom 9. That is, 18/9 = 2. In the next column, we have the F value or summary statistic, which is the ratio of the mean square between 16 and the mean square within 2. That is, 16/2 = 8. In the last column, we have the P value. Remember that the p-value is not hand-computed. It is provided by our SAS analysis.